Chicago is making history tonight as it elects a new mayor. One of these two candidates will become the city's first African-American female mayor. Both are calling for calm in a city rocked by recent scandals. Here's Dean Reynolds.
The election of Lori Lightfoot as Chicago's mayor is undoubtedly historic. Lightfoot, a former federal prosecutor, defeated Tony Preckwinkle, the president of the Cook County Board of Commissioners, by a wide margin.
That's why nothing will distract me from
electing Lightfoot, whose ads featured her daughter, is another first, a fact that her opponent noted during a recent debate.
She's open and honest about her LGBTQ orientation. You know, I think it's really important in this country that we be respectful of differences.
Black, female, and gay, Lightfoot told us she personifies progress.
You've got three hard ceilings.
Yes.
You know, woman, black, lesbian. And I think it's 10 years ago, it'd be unthinkable.
Right? I think that's right. Not only unthinkable, maybe dangerous.
During the campaign, both Lightfoot and Preckwinkle ran on a promise of change. Lightfoot, the winner, will face serious problems left to her by outgoing Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The city's finances are a mess. Income inequality is obvious. Seemingly intractable violence haunts the poorest neighborhoods, as does animosity toward the police patrolling them.
Change for some people is really hard, but change in our city, and particularly in our police department, is absolutely mission critical.
Chicago is making history tonight as it elects a new mayor. One of these two candidates will become the city's first African-American female mayor. Both are calling for calm in a city rocked by recent scandals. Here's Dean Reynolds.
The election of Lori Lightfoot as Chicago's mayor is undoubtedly historic. Lightfoot, a former federal prosecutor, defeated Tony Preckwinkle, the president of the Cook County Board of Commissioners, by a wide margin.
That's why nothing will distract me from
electing Lightfoot, whose ads featured her daughter, is another first, a fact that her opponent noted during a recent debate.
She's open and honest about her LGBTQ orientation. You know, I think it's really important in this country that we be respectful of differences.
Black, female, and gay, Lightfoot told us she personifies progress.
You've got three hard ceilings.
Yes.
You know, woman, black, lesbian. And I think it's 10 years ago, it'd be unthinkable.
Right? I think that's right. Not only unthinkable, maybe dangerous.
During the campaign, both Lightfoot and Preckwinkle ran on a promise of change. Lightfoot, the winner, will face serious problems left to her by outgoing Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The city's finances are a mess. Income inequality is obvious. Seemingly intractable violence haunts the poorest neighborhoods, as does animosity toward the police patrolling them.
Change for some people is really hard, but change in our city, and particularly in our police department, is absolutely mission critical.
Chicago is making history tonight as it elects a new mayor. One of these two candidates will become the city's first African-American female mayor. Both are calling for calm in a city rocked by recent scandals. Here's Dean Reynolds.
The election of Lori Lightfoot as Chicago's mayor is undoubtedly historic. Lightfoot, a former federal prosecutor, defeated Tony Preckwinkle, the president of the Cook County Board of Commissioners, by a wide margin.
That's why nothing will distract me from
electing Lightfoot, whose ads featured her daughter, is another first, a fact that her opponent noted during a recent debate.
She's open and honest about her LGBTQ orientation. You know, I think it's really important in this country that we be respectful of differences.
Black, female, and gay, Lightfoot told us she personifies progress.
You got three hard ceilings.
Yes.
You know, woman, black, lesbian. And I think it's 10 years ago, it'd be unthinkable.
Right? I think that's right. Not only unthinkable, maybe dangerous.
During the campaign, both Lightfoot and Preckwinkle ran on a promise of change. Lightfoot, the winner, will face serious problems left to her by outgoing Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The city's finances are a mess. Income inequality is obvious. Seemingly intractable violence haunts the poorest neighborhoods, as does animosity toward the police patrolling them.
Change for some people is really hard, but change in our city, and particularly in our police department, is absolutely mission critical.